Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Snippets. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Sean with me. How's it going, Sean?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Sean. I'm the creator of a game called Snippets, currently on Kickstarter right now, kind of like a game and puzzle kind of guy.
Awesome. And so let's just jump right into it. So tell people what can they expect from Snippets? What kind of gameplay it is and what is the overall feel they'll get from it?
Sure, yeah. So Snippets is a fast-paced word game. It plays a lot like Scattergories with a bit of a twist to it compared to most word games. So a snippet is a short sequence of letters such as like IPP that you can find as a whole in other words like snippets or quipped or hippie or something. And you're kind of racing against the clock to think of as many words as you can in that time frame. Kind of different from most word games, though, whereas usually only your standard dictionary words are allowed to be played. In Snippets, basically anything goes. So slang, acronyms, people names, place names, all sorts of things. It kind of adds a really fun dimension to the game.
Definitely. And that's something that definitely drew my attention to it is my wife and I, you know, we love playing word games, but she always, you know, kicks my butt when it comes to word games. But I'm like, if I can add extra words in there that are you know part of the world, then maybe I would stand a chance. So I really like that concept and being able to add an extra variability to a word game that you usually don't get.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I hear that from a lot of people, actually. A lot of people tell me, you know, I'm not normally a word game person. I hate Scrabble because, I just don't have the vocab to play that kind of game, especially compared to my super smart friends. So I think this really kind of evens the playing field for a lot of people. Even people who hate word games and are terrible at word games tell me, you know, they play their first round and then they win pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what kind of a age range is this game for people? You know, obviously you need to spell, but can little kids play this game, or what's the age range you would think?
So the age range that I've been putting on the box and everything is 12 plus. I got that number by testing it around quite a bit. I've had some friends of mine who are teachers play with their students of different age ranges. I've had some friends test it with their kids, and I've gone to different play testing focus groups as well. So generally 12 and up, they seem to be pretty good at it. When you get a little younger than that, I think it's possible, but it gets a little bit harder for them.
Definitely.
I think mostly it actually comes in, the difficulty is in the writing the words, actually, rather than thinking of the words. You know, they just it's harder for them to write it as quickly as others can, especially if they're playing with their parents or other adults.
Definitely. No, that makes total sense. And the game usually takes about 45 minutes or so, as it says.
Yeah, it can go pretty quick. It can actually be even quicker than that. You play, the first person to win three rounds wins. So if the first person happens to win all three, it can go pretty quick. But if the more people there are, the more dispersed the winning goes, then yeah, it could take a little bit longer, but it can be pretty quick.
That's awesome. So tell us the story of Snippets. How did you creating the game come to be?
It's actually funny. I've been working on it for probably over a decade now,
and nice.
in different forms. I kind of started playing this kind of game as like a puzzle challenge sort of thing back, I guess, when I was a teenager even. It's actually been quite a while. You know, I would be looking out the window when I'd be in the car or something, kind of looking at billboards, seeing words and thinking, wow, that's a really interesting letter combination that's in that word. You know, you wouldn't, taken out of context of the word, you wouldn't normally think that that would exist in English. So I'd be, I challenge my friends and say, oh, can you think of a word that has these letters in it or those? And it kind of just became a thing. I started playing with myself and with my friends informally. Eventually that turned into a web game that I made called Substring, more of a puzzle genre type of game. And then that eventually turned into an iPhone app that I had built, also called Substring, and that evolved over the years. And this is really the newest iteration of it in tabletop form, kind of more for a mass market. You know, anybody who really likes Scattergories or any sort of family games like that will really like this version of the game.
Definitely. And it just goes to show you people that if you have dreams when you're in high school, they could still come to fruition a decade later.
Yeah. Just keep thinking about those things. It'll get there eventually.
Definitely. So yeah, you know, sometimes an idea just takes many different iterations to get to the place where you want it to be. So mm-hmm. I take it this is your first Kickstarter then as well?
Yeah, this is my first Kickstarter. This is actually the flagship game for the game company I've created called the Master Theorem Games. So this is sort of our first go at it. There's other games actually in the works coming up soon, but this is the first one.
Definitely. So with this being your first Kickstarter, tell us what your experience has been and what you feel you've done correctly and maybe what you could do better next time, because there's a lot of people here that are thinking of doing the same thing.
Yeah, actually creating a Kickstarter is quite difficult. It takes a lot more effort than you would normally think. I've been working on this whole project for probably about 8 months now. And only, I would say, 2 months of that really was really getting the game itself solidified and, you know, playtesting and getting the rules set up. And the rest of the 6 months were pretty much devoted to making sure the Kickstarter was going to run smoothly. And, you know, that involves lots of things. It involves doing your due diligence on the manufacturing side, so getting quotes from manufacturers, figuring out what the actual pricing is going to be for all of these things when you make it so you can price it appropriately on Kickstarter and figure out your goal and your stretch goals appropriately. I think a lot of people don't think about that. They kind of just say, oh, you know, some other games that look similar on Kickstarter have gone for, you know, $25, so I'll charge $25 too. Definitely can't do that. It can definitely come back to bite you later. And actually, there's been a ton of work I've done on the marketing side as well leading up to the Kickstarter launch. You know, you can't really just kind of put something up there and hope that it's just going to work, you know, the hope that people are going to happen upon it. And that'll almost never happen as well. So you really got to start building up your audience ahead of time, your social media presence, kind of think about, do you want to do a viral marketing campaign leading up to the launch? Or so I did a lot of that to kind of get to the point where I am right now. We're about 65% of the way funded, I think, last time I checked. So that was definitely in large part due to that, all of that due diligence ahead of time.
Definitely. And as I've experienced talking with many Kickstarters, you always have that that big boost at the beginning of your campaign, then it kind of plateaus out, and then the last week or so you have another big spike of people that are finding it once again. So as you said, right now you guys have about 16 days left to go on your Kickstarter as we're recording today, and so it's set to end on November 4th, and mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are about, you know, 65% there, got, you know, over 200 backers, and it's looking in a positive aspect, so that's exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with how it's going so far. You know, it's always nerve-wracking, I think, in this middle period where there's not too many backers, so you're like, oh my gosh, my project's gonna fail. But yeah, I think, you know, you do hear that a lot from other backers, that there's just in the very beginning you have a large spike, and then in the end you have a large spike. So, you know, I'm just still gradually working on the marketing side, reaching out to reporters, journalists, game bloggers, kind of building up the social media presence, that kind of thing. So you just got to keep doing those things and hope that it'll pay off towards the end.
That's right. Keep trekking forward, people, and, you know, don't give up mid-campaign. There's, you know, always keep going forward. So, I mean, the game looks fantastic. Like I said, my wife and I enjoy playing word games and everything, so it's definitely something that, like you said, anyone that enjoys a word game, and even those that may not enjoy a word game because it has that new aspect to it, is something that they should definitely look into. And so, people, the campaign's still going. You guys have plenty of time to go back this campaign. Sean, why don't you tell people where they can find out more either about Snippets or more about your Master Theorem games?
Sure, yeah. So you can always go to Kickstarter.com and search for Snippets. It'll pop up right there. We also have a homepage, snippetsgame.com, which will have basically all the information that you find on Kickstarter with links to the Kickstarter itself. So that's always a good place to look. Also contact information. And then for the Master Theorem Games, you can go to the masterTheoremGames.com for more information there as well.
Definitely. And we'll also have links in the show notes for easy access for you guys. Sean, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know, like you said, you're pushing forward and you're a busy man when it comes to the Kickstarter. So thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come and tell us about your game today.
Yeah, thanks. This was fun.
Yeah, and good luck with this campaign and future campaigns. And we'll love to have you back on when you launch another Kickstarter.
Yeah, appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan, the board game man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.